Good morning, Mike. In here for just a short, crossing 24 on my way to work, so only got about 30 seconds or so, but top of the morning to you. Yeah, looks like she's going to be a nice one out there. I got some running to do today and get a parts list together and get a bunch of stuff over to a job site, and then I don't know what all I'm going to do. I took yesterday off. The wife and I took advantage of the nice weather and started putting up some of our outdoor lights for Christmas. That way we are not doing it in the dead of cold. So it's a little bit more enjoyable to get them up now. Of course, we're not lighting them up at this point, but we got them up ahead of schedule and we'll win. gonna be a beautiful day today. Got 8 hours behind a block building, but we'll get home this afternoon and see what else we can kick out. Kind of finish up the outdoor projects before winter sets in. So, first year I can say we're really ahead of schedule. So, normally in the weeks of December, starting to fight the cold, trying to get everything done. So it feels good to be ahead of schedule. With that, Mike, I'm pulling in, so I'll make this one my last. We'll say 73s to you. Be safe out there, and, of course, enjoy the day. KB8OOE, this is KC8TWL.
Got the yard rigged yesterday and lost my truck keys, so I'm in somebody else's vehicle yet again. So part of today is going to be looking, going through the yard. Hopefully didn't end up under one of the leaf piles. 73, this is KB8OOE.
If you can't find, borrow, or rent a metal detector, that might make an easy search. KC8TWL.
KB8OOE, KC8OZK.
What's going on, Frank? I haven't heard your call sign in a while. Yeah, I've rented a metal detector or buy one. I got one somewhere, but, you know. I can't even imagine going through my yard with that thing. I'd be there for months.
I want to check out where the old outhouse was, follow it up to the old outhouse with one of them.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I went around part of my yard once looking for a corner stake, and I think I got probably 15, 20 hit, and that's nowhere near my garage. I can't even imagine what my driveway looks like.
Right, yeah, I'm just headed northbound. I'm on 13 going up through. I'm going to be going by Dean's place, and I'm going up to Kalkaska. Take Lyle out to lunch, father-in-law.
You throwing down some goodies for, can you bait this year?
Are you talking deer hunting?
That's up by where you hunt, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not hunting. So, but, I don't think you can.
I don't know. I don't hunt deer. I can't even eat them anymore. You used to be able to eat them, but, they're 300% more soluble iron than beef. And, I just went yesterday and donated to the Red Cross to get my iron level down.
All right. But I was by Columbia Road the other day fishing in my boat there.
What fishing hole did you hit?
Now, what'd you say?
What fishing hole did you hit?
Oh, Holloway Reservoir.
Yeah, I can hit that from my place with a slingshot.
I was down by where that one bridge, you know, I went under Columbia Road, and then that other bridge is really low. You couldn't even get under it.
Real trestle, yeah, we used to jump off that thing. But the one, you mean the one right in town at Columbiaville, 2nd Street Bridge there? You go all over the hill, turns into Columbiaville Road, the other side.
I don't know. I was on my boat, and I went under the Columbia Road Bridge. And then there's another bridge. I think it's a railroad track bridge that's real low.
Yeah. They talked a few times about removing them. I'm glad they never did. It makes it harder to get to the backwaters. And that's where some of the better pan fishing is. But, man, I'm having a hard time breathing this morning. Did you dump off into the boat ramp there by the right in town?
No. Stanley Road boat ramp.
Oh, I'd like ball launch there. Stanley and it's actually on Henderson Road.
Yeah. Right there. So I'm not sure. Did they lower the water in there yet?
I think that happens here. Oh, I just had a newsletter too. I'd have to check. If they did, they haven't lowered it much. But it's gonna be. We got about another week or maybe two. And they'll open up. Only the one side opens. That dam's in horrible shape. Hopefully it don't ever blow, because Flint go a few stories underwater again like it did in the 20s.
KC8OZK, following the repeater ID.
8OOE. Yeah, that road that the boat launches that you went on is, up here it turns into, because I just left, I'm over by Millington right now, I just left Vassar. Up here it turns into Sheridan Road, that Henderson Road. There used to be a bridge. When they let that water down, when they let it way down to do repairs, that bridge abutment on Henderson Road is still there underwater.
Wow. That's pretty cool. All right. I'm going to let you go. I got to go in the gas station here, so I'll say 7-3 and good talking to you, and I see you hang out here a lot, so 7-3. KC8OZK.
Here in 40 meters, I'm about an average proportion of 40 meters quite a bit, and then I go up and race it all on 7200. keep those guys in check. 73, this is KBAOOE Mobile.
KFA, VFO monitoring.
KFA-GWP is clear. KFA-GWP monitoring mobile. KFA-GWP is clear. KFA-EWP monitoring mobile. KFA-EWP is monitoring mobile.
Delta 8, all Delta Uniform, standing by monitoring, radio check.
November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, monitoring.
KFACLL, clear. KFACLL, monitor.
KDATAR, Mobile. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, East Dallas. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, that's me. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec. Clear.